Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday to you. It's Dave. Is going through the calendar, getting things ready for the week. Of course, on Friday night, it was Meet the Lions Night, 2022 edition. All of the fall athletes were introduced and opportunity to have dinner there at the football field. Opportunity to see the volleyball team scrimmage at 6 o'clock. That was kind of cool. And then, as we said, the fall athletes came out. They were introduced, and then the high school football team scrimmaged out on the field for a brief while. And just a great night over there. Great turnout. Thanks to all the family and friends that came out to participate in the activities, and all the volunteers. The Carterville Athletic Booster Club, as always, does a fantastic job with that event. And the food, those that made the food, those that served the food, everybody that took part in that whole event to make it so successful, thank you so much for doing that. And, you know, got to watch the football team scrimmage for a little bit. And actually, I was able to go down on the field and be down in there. And just, man, I enjoyed that so much. And really looking forward to this season's football team, the possibilities. And I had a chance to talk to head coach Brett Dial right after the scrimmage was over.
Coach Brett Dial, scrimmage is over. Everybody's healthy. It's game week.
Absolutely. And I just told our guys, you know, the only thing at this point I care about is prepping and the Benton Rangers next Friday night at 7 o'clock here. I mean, we've been pounding on each other for a long time, and we're done with that. Now our focus turns to them, and we're ready to get after it.
I know we don't put any stock in anything we saw tonight.
Sure.
But you have a very senior led team, and experience shows.
Absolutely. I mean, we're able to get in and out of things really quick. They understand the expectation. There's not a lot of coaching while the plays are happening. You know, we'll look at the film and we'll take care of that kind of stuff in the film room and at practice. But when we're on the field, you know, it's time to play. It's time to have some fun. And, you know, this group gets it. They're awesome to be around. I'm going to enjoy every second I have with these guys. I've enjoyed it for the last 3 years. It's a great group of kids. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate to be around them and to have an opportunity to go into this next season with them.
Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
There you go, Coach Brett Dial and Athletic Director Brett Dial, immediately after football scrimmage on Friday night. And as we mentioned, sports season really gets going this week. As you look at the schedule for Monday, of course, Carterville Junior High baseball and softball are taking on West Frankfort. That's going to be at home on Monday. On Tuesday, golf is at Anna Jonesboro. Girls golf is at Anna Jonesboro. Junior high baseball and softball taking on Heron at home. And then the first volleyball match of the season for Coach Nathan Emmerich and the girls. That's at 5 o'clock with freshman, JV, and varsity action at Carterville. Hope everybody is able to make it out there. On Wednesday, boys golf is taking on Vianna and Benton. And then it'll be soccer at Mount Vernon starting at 4:30. On Thursday, you've got golf. The boys are at Marion. Girls are taking on Marion Massac at 4 o'clock. Baseball for junior high and softball, both at Benton. Volleyball is taking on Carbondale. That'll be at home. And then freshman football, 6 o'clock against Benton on Thursday. And then on Friday night, yep, it's varsity football. As Carterville is going to host the Benton Rangers. Of course, Benton made it to the quarterfinals a year ago. Fantastic team. Love this matchup between these two teams. Looking forward to that. On Saturday, volleyball is at Heron. That is the conference preview tournament. And Carterville Junior High softball is taking on Crab Orchard. That is a 10 a.m. start on the softball. So, you know, sports is here, and for the season, it kicks off this week. It's going to be a busy week getting prepped for Friday night. But we will have The radio broadcast for you starting at 6:45 on News Radio WJPF, AM 1340 and FM 99.5 FM. And yes, we will have the live stream again this year. So be watching your social media. I'll probably put that together tomorrow night. We'll get it posted so that friends and family that can't make it over to the high school can watch and listen to the game. And then it's just prepping, going to practice. And then on Friday night, everything gets set for football for 2022. Hope you have a great week. Good luck to all our Lions teams. And as we always wrap up, go Lions. Have a great week, everybody.